Entergy Wholesale Commodities President Bill Mohl delivered the news to the 630 workers at Vermont Yankee this morning. Mohl says the company recently conducted an analysis where it became, quote, painfully clear, unquote, the plant could not remain profitable against natural gas prices, the effects of regulations and costs, and what they make for their product.
It just became very, very clear that costs would continue to exceed revenues well into the foreseeable future. And that was what really gave us the information we needed to make the decision now to shut down that plant.
Vermont Yankee will shut down at the end of its fuel cycle, which will occur in the fourth quarter of 2014. Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin says Entergy has made the right decision to close the plant. A longtime opponent of the reactor, he told Vermont Public Radio's Vermont Edition that his focus now shifts to working with Entergy and neighboring governors to help displaced employees.
Now my job as governor is to work with the other governors who have pledged to do so to help these folks find great jobs. And the second piece is to work together with Entergy and with the NRC and with our congressional delegations from all three states to ensure that we return it to a greenfield as quickly as possible so that we can use it for other economic development opportunities in Windham County. Those transmission lines are a huge asset. Both the CEO, Leo Denault, and Bill Mohl expressed to me a real desire to work together to do the best that we possibly can, not only for the employees, but the future of economic development.
The effect of today's decision on several pending lawsuits are uncertain. One, argued today before a federal appeals court, regards the validity of a state tax imposed on the plant. State officials are also deciding whether to appeal another case that struck down statutes giving the legislature a say in the plant's operation. In a third legal review, the State Public Service Board is deciding whether to issue a 20-year state license. Vermont Attorney General Bill Sorrell.
A question that arises now is, will Entergy, in light of the decision they announced today, amend that to a request that it be able to continue to operate till sometime close to the end of 2014. That's up to Entergy, and then we'll see how the state responds to that changed position from Entergy, if there is any.
New England Coalition Technical Advisor Ray Shattis says any observer of the electricity market in New England probably anticipated Entergy's decision, but he cautions that officials and advocates must remain vigilant.
Running another year with a very old plant is a particularly dangerous undertaking because you also have a demoralized workforce. So 2014 may be the most dangerous year in Vermont Yankee's operational history.
This is the fifth announcement to close a nuclear reactor within a year. Nuclear plants in Wisconsin, Florida, and California have also been scheduled for closure. I'm Pat Brapley, WAMC News.